Kedvach, we're up to Shin Pei Ches, Siv Yud Gimel. Hopefully tonight we might even finish a simen. Mechabe says in Siv Yud Gimel, it's also labe mamoina shomoy sava bishmut labe gufa shere mamoina roy liyosha. We said this numerous times, we kept on referring to it, but now hopefully Mietzshem will do it properly. Even though you have a right to kill a Moisa, but you have no right to destroy his money or to be mazik his money. Even though it's not permissible to be mazik his money, be a dime, it's still mutal lito mamayna la'atzmai deina otza la'abdai. The is only now let to destroy or damage his money, but you're allowed to take it for yourself. We have to know what that means. But let's give a backdrop and explain what's going on here. The Gemara has a machloikis whether you're allowed to be Mazik's own Moses's money or not. It's two man diyomim above a kamek of Yitessim and Aleph. One holds it's muta because lo yehim amoyne chamim migufay madoch, you're allowed to kill him. If you're allowed to kill a Moisa, certainly you're allowed to be ma'abid his mom and be yadayim. You're allowed to do it. If you can kill him himself, so of course you can destroy his money. Lo yeima money chamem migufay. We don't pass on like that mandiyama. We pass on like the second mandiyama, and that is that it's us, even though it's a gvaldik akavachayim, alayim mamayna chamim migufay, but the svar of the Gemara says, is duma havale zara malya. Maybe he'll come out with a good child, he'll have a good offspring. And the pasuk says, yachin rasha v'tzadik yubosh, even though it's not mamish the lashon of the pasuk, but it means, even though this guy is a rasha, and you be'etim mitzad him, you'd be able to destroy his money, but when he'll be niftim yet Hashem, he'll have children who'll yashin him. Why are you attacking those children? What did they do wrong? Just because the father was a maisa doesn't mean that the children should lose out on their Yerusha. So be'etim, even though mitzad the maisa himself, you'd be allowed to destroy his money, but kidei not to hurt his yashim who are going to yashin his money, they said it's also to hurt the mamon shel maisa. And that's how we paskin. As lav dafka the yashim, namely his children, zarim, the Chivas of Rosh says any of his yashim. That's why if you look at the Mechaba doesn't say dafka children. Mechaba just says mamayne roy liyoshev. Any someone is going to yashin him. That person is going to yashin is hopefully not a maysa. So why are you going to destroy his money? What you're doing is you're depriving those yashim from their rightful yerusha, and that's why it's also so you can kill him, but you can't destroy his money. That's how we paskin. There's a Chuvis Masham Chelik Beis Menchov who entertains, he's mitzadid at least, that this svara that we're afraid of the Yerushim losing out of their Yerusha is not a svara midrais, it's really only a svara midrabanan. Means even this man, the Amahod Be'etzem, you're allowed to do and break his money and son of Ram, because mitzad him, he has no more schus in his money. If you can kill him, you can definitely destroy his money. But it's a svara midrabanan not to deprive his Yerushim of Yerusha. But midrais avada would be moto. He has a Sibo, why he had to say that. But all right. But at least you have a two man yomer in the Gemara. One has a kavachoy malayim amayne chamma migufay, and the other one, the way we paskin, says, no, that you now let her do it because duma havali zare mauya. Okay. But now we have to understand what's really going on here. It's very important. The first man yomer had a kavachoy ma. Madoch, you can kill him, you can destroy his money. Well, when could you kill a maisa? When are you allowed to kill a maisa? We had before, really it's a machlek as Rishonim when you're allowed to kill a maisa. According to some Rishonim, it's mavur like that in the Rif, the Rif holds that this machlekes, you want to know where this machlekes is going on, the Rif holds that this whole machlekes is going on after he already did the Maisa Mesira. He already did the Maisa Mesira, and now you would like to damage his money. If that is the machlekes, one man holds it's mutter, because you have a kavachayim, a madok, you can kill him, you're allowed to be mabed as mamin. And the other man says, no, because zarimal, you'll have good offspring. So it's mavu in the Rif that he held that every Maisa, even after he did the Maisa Mesir, you're allowed to kill. Had you not have a right to kill him, then you wouldn't have the Kavachayim. What's the Kavachayim? Madok, I can kill him, certainly I can destroy his money. And the Rif learning that this Machlaikas is after he did the Maisa Mesir. So Akochok, like the Mordechai, but that's the Rif. Akochok, the Rif holds that you're allowed to kill a Maisa even after he committed his Maisa Mesir. And Mameli, he had the Kavachayim, so too you're allowed to destroy his money. And of them is the Machlaikas in the Gemara. However, we don't pass in like that. If we pass in Sifir Aleph, Asa Moise Shazamam Umasa is also Larga. You're not allowed to kill him. The whole Heta to kill a Moise is en route to his Moise Messiah. On the way to save the Nimsar, to protect the Nimsar, you have a right to do away with the Moise. It's like a right if you can kill him. But once he did the Moise Messiah, now it's too late. By killing him, you won't prevent, you won't minimize the damage. So then no longer do you have a right to kill him. Asa Moise Shazamam Umasa, also Larga. You have no right to kill him. So if you have no right to kill him, then Kum Toi said the whole Machlokes Gemara cannot be talking about after he'd already did the Maisa Mezira. Because there's no Kavachoyim, you don't even have a right to kill him. Certainly you don't have a right, I know, certainly, but you don't have that Kavachoyim. The Kavachoyim was if you could kill him, you could damage his money. No, you can't kill him. After he did the Maisa, you can't kill him. So Kochok must be that the Rambam, the Mechaba, the way we pass in, we learned that the Gemara was talking about before he did the Maisa Mesira. When I say we paskin, I mean the Machaba. The Shach, to remind the Eilim, in Sivkot Nun Hei, actually paskins like the Rif and other Rishonim, that you're allowed to kill every Maisa even at one time, it's not a problem, you're allowed to kill a Maisa. But we don't paskin like that. The Machaba paskins that you're not allowed to kill him unless he's Mukhzik. So like our Psak, like the Machabit's Psak, you're going to have to touch the Gemara that we're talking about before he did the Maisa Mesira.
Unless he's Mukhzik.
Unless he's muksik. Those are the two ways. Either he's en route to do the Maisa Mesira, or he's muksik. But to remind the Olam, even muksik, the reason why you're allowed to kill a muksik, like the Machaba before, is Shema Yimsa Acherim. Because if he's muksik, that he did this already three times, or two times, whatever it takes to be a chazaka, then we could assume that he's going to continue to do so. So why are you allowed to kill him? Also because it's Kaidim the Maisa Mesira. It's as if it's Kaidim Maisa Mesira. Because I know if he did it so many times in the past, he will definitely do it in the future. So I can kill him to protect the future people he plans on being Maisa. So it's all en route to his Maisa Mesira. Either we see him en route to Maisa Mesira, or as a chazaka that he's always en route to a Maisa Mesira. But it's always only Koidim the Maisa Mesira you're allowed to kill him. So come to the whole Kavachim of the whole Gemara could only be talking about before he did the Maisa Mesira, that's when you have a Machlekes Rishonim, Machlekes in the Gemara, whether you're allowed to be Mafsed his money. And it's a Tshuvas HaRosh. A Tshuvas HaRosh is Mefurish like that. It's in Simen Lamed Beis, over there he says that this whole Gemara is only talking about B'shahoyle Klimsa. Once he did the Maisa Mesira, Avadis Osalab Mamayna Lukuliyama. The Homa Klekes is only on his way to do a Maisa Mesira. Okay, so now let's just work with this. So, like the Mechaba, we're talking about, if you want to know what Pshat is here, Osalab Mamayna Shemaisa means it's Osalab Mamayna Shemaisa. On the way of doing, and route to do his Maisa Mesira, you're still not allowed to be Ma'abed his money. All right. If you look in the Shach, in Sivkotan Samach Beis, I'm going to skip over to the second part of the Shach for the time being, and I'll get back, Belina, to the first part later. But it says Venira. You see in the middle of Samach Beis, it says Venira. Venira, Dimisha Mukzak Limsar. Venira, She'ein Dvarav Nishmoin, Rak Makmas Oshoi. If someone who is Mukzak Limsar, and we know that his Dvarav are not Nishmoin, only because he's wealthy, so if he's wealthy, he's able to rub shoulders with the powers that may be. Ukshayani, but if he'll be poor, lo yu dvarim nishmayim, if he'll be poor, he won't be influential anymore. Muta la'abid mamayna, you're allowed to destroy his money, oy lamaisri la'akim, why? Sharebimashim ma'abdin mamaynoi matzila macherim, because with that you are being mamed with his money, you're saving other people. I mean, the Shach understood that this whole makloikis, this whole issa, to be ma'abed mamoinoi, is only not kedei lahatzel. But if it will be kedei lahatzel, there's a nimsa about to be killed, and you're standing there, like samadam re'echa, the way to save him would be, is to be ma'abed the mammon of the ma'isa, avad, you're supposed to be ma'abed the mammon of the ma'isa, it's mutter, you have a chiv, you have avad, it's poshut, you're allowed to do that. This whole issa of osla b'mamonish ma'isa is only if it's shaloya manas lahatzel. You still want to take a shot at the guy and destroy his money. But if you, with that, you're going to be saving the Nimsar, Avad is going to be Mutta to do Lekuliyami. It means even the Psak that we pass against also, Bichayagam, there will be Mutta.
It's a Chiddush. But how can you have a Kavachayimu for?
Excellent. But excellent. 1 second. So you see that the Shach learned that it's Mutta Latz Atzmoy, it's Mutta to be Mabe Mamani Kedei Lahatzel. And if I remind the Olam, we had this Shach before as well. There was a Meram in Reisberg was talking about someone who's a mukkah, and there's a shaila whether he's allowed to be moise him, biyarakum, and the Daki Moshe says, I don't understand what the heta could be, because at worst he could be like a moise, and it's also la'abed m'mayner shel ma'isa. And after that, the Shach argues in Sifkat Memhei, and he says two pratim why it's fine. First of all, it's kedei la'hatzel, and kedei la'hatzel, everyone is moed etzmuta. The Shach l'shitasi, like he says over here. And the second thing he says over there, it's only adei garmi, and garmi is also muta, even if we'll see in the first part of the Shach. But the Shach l'shitasi over there held, like he says over there, that if it's kedei la'hatzel, avad etzmuta. And it's not just a Shach, there's mashmoiz of pepulu charift at the end of Baba Kama like this, and it's a chuvis marik, there's a marik hachadoshis, there's a new chalik over there, and Simon Chavav, the marik says it clearly, mamish like the Shach, that akan homach loikis is only not kedei la'atzel, but if it will be kedei la'atzel, avad it's muta, avad is supposed to save, and there's no problem, you're allowed to be ma'amid, ma'moinu shamoisa kedei la'atzel the nimsa. Now, the million-dollar question is what you were asking. The million-dollar question on the Shach, and the Marik, Shach, Babula Karif, is, makes no sense. The Gemara is coming from a Kavul Chayma. Madoch, it's Muta. La'abed. Gufay Shomaisa. You can kill him. Kosh again, you can abed Mamoino Shomaisa. That was the Kavul Chayma of the man, the Amma, who was Mata. And we hold it's also, right? So, but when is this whole Kavachim in Nageh? If the Kavachim in Nageh, when it's not Kedei La'atzel? Well, let's see. Are you allowed to kill him? Shalei La'atzel? If you have a mice who's doing a mice Messiah, and you want to just kill the mice, if it's not going to help, the Nimtz is going to be killed anyway. Are you allowed to kill the mice? Avada not. The only het you have to kill a mice is a midin roidiv. You have outs roidiv state before that you're supposed to try and save the nimsa and kill him. But if it's not kedei la'atzel afilu, the Rama says in Siv Yud, even if you could be matzel the nimsa de echem me'evar, you have no right to kill the mice. You have no right to kill the mice, only kedei la'atzel. Whatever it takes, kedei la'atzel. That was the whole het to kill. So kumta is a whole kavachim, it could only be b'chai gavno, that madok kedei la'atzel, you're allowed to kill him, kedei la'atzel, you're allowed to damage his money. And if them is the second man, the Amma says, no, even B'chai Gavni, you're not, because maybe he'll have Yoshim who won't be Maisrim, who will be Tzadikim. You're depriving them of their Yerusha. And if we paskin like that, man, the Amma that asks, but he says, we paskin, it's also even when it's Kedei La'atzel. There's no way to get out of this. Bishloima, the Shach l'shitasei, that the Shach learned that there's a heta to kill a moise stamazo, even after he did the act of Mazira, even after one time in Sivkot Nunhei, he passed on those Rishayim. Good, so there's a new din, you're allowed to kill Moisrim. They lost the right to live, you're allowed to kill him. So now I have a Madok, you're allowed to kill a moise for no reason. So too, you're allowed to be Muhammad his money for no reason. And the other man, Yom, said, no, you're not allowed to because you're depriving the Yarshim. Good. But if it would be Kedei La'atzel, then even this man, Yom, holds its mutter. That would be very geschmack. But Lididan, that we paskin, the Machaba, the Shukunoko paskin, that you're not allowed to kill a moise for no reason. It's only Kedei La'atzel. So Kumte, the whole Kavachim of the Gemara could only have been Kedei La'atzel. And of them, state the second man, the way we paskin. It's also to be Mabed Mamayne. So you see, it's also to be Mabed Mamayne, even Kedei La'atzel. And who is this Kasha? Everybody. All the Kedei La'achrenim are bothered on the Shach. How could this be? There's a Chuvus Avedus HaKashuni Memches who says, Mekoich this, it's Akochuch, that it's also even be Kedei La'atzel, because the whole Kavachim, the whole Heta, the other man was only Kedei La'atzel. It's a Chuvus Ksav Soif in Yeriday, Kuflan Zayin. It's a Chuvus Avnei Nez and Ebenezer, Simen Beis, Eishchav Ches. It's a Kovit Shurim and Psachim. There are a lot of Achrenim who ask this Kasha that what's going on. The whole machloikis could only have been Kedei La'atzel of them state that it's also, we pass in it's also even Kedei La'atzel.
It doesn't make sense though. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to say that his mom is more clever than his good.
What the Gemara says it doesn't make sense. And of them state the second man, the Yama, that since his Yerushim are going to be deprived of the Yerusha, you now let take away his money. You want to hurt him, that's fine. But why hurt his Yerushim for?
I don't know what it means. What does it mean, the fact that the Yerushim have, what kind of schuster?
Right. They really don't have a schuster. That's why I said that maybe the Masham says it's only Midirabonim type of a svara. Good, you have to know. But at least does state, the Etzim HaAlacha state that it's also Labim Mamanish Maisa because we don't use this Kavachayma. Even if Kedei La'atzel.
He's a young man, right? So he's saying it's more Kedai to deprive them of their father than to deprive them of their money.
Correct.
Little kids in his house.
Correct. Because they don't have a schus in their father, but they do have a schus in the ultimate Yerusha that they're going to get. So killing the father doesn't directly hurt the Yerushim, maybe indirectly, but doesn't directly hurt the Yerushim, and mitzad the father of Moses, he'll have to kill him. Shanking the money, which eventually will be Yerusha, so you're depriving them of their future Yerusha, so you're hurting them.
Is that
It could be such a father is not kedai to have. It could be.
Why is this different than a regular roidiv? Excellent. So the reason why it's different than a regular roidiv is very well, it's a good kasha. Pasha pshat is different because a roidiv is mamish oimid right now to do a maisa killing. Someone who's maisa is not holding by killing. Someone who's maisa is holding by tattletilling on the guy that the guy is taking food stamps and he doesn't deserve it. And now the government's going to be on his trail and start looking into maybe indicting. You know, we'll go one by one. Eventually, ketoy michma, you never know where this is going to end up. So Chazal gave a din maisa like a din roidiv. But he's not a full-blown roidiv, right? It's only, it's a shtauchis that he'll be a roidiv. But he's not mamish right now, a full-fledged roidiv. So the chai gavno, then you won't have a right to be mafsed his money. If he'll be mamish a roidiv, yeah, then state, you have a kavakoyim, and Sanhedrin says on a full-fledged roidiv, you're allowed to be mafsed his money. But
is that the way we pass? You're allowed to be mafsed his money?
A roidiv, yes. But not
about to go to the government and he's going to give it.
No, government is not a roidiv, it's a moisa.
A moisa,
no, that we pass, and you're not allowed to be mafsed his money, a moisa. And if the shak says, k'day latzel is different. You see from the whole Gemara, could have to be k'day latzel.
I'm not very clear what does make the Lahatzel, but seemingly what the Shach is saying is the Kedei Lahatzel, we're saying that the Shtalshim of a Loiser is because it could come to that, he could wind up killing him, so we may give him a din of a Roidiv. So in that, we say, Ad Khan, and this is the Kavah Chomer, but of a Zoyvah, not in the money, is Chos Yorshim. But the Lashon of the Shach over here is saying that this is Mamish Negei directly to stopping this Messiah, so it's not any din of a Mamukh.
It's like any other moisa. The Shach's not talking about a special moisa, he's talking about a regular moisa. Someone who is a moisa, if you could be, make him an oni leidverb nishmaim, is mutlam amoina, because that wasn't the pshat in the Gemara. And if I'm correct, Allah chayim, the whole Gemara is only kedei latzel. The moisa is that, like I said, that the Shach is the shitasi before to answer Padaki Moshe's kashin of Maram Mirisberg. That the Daki Moshe asked Maram Mirisberg, how are you allowed to be moisa to the government? It's asalab amoina shom moisa. And the Shach says, what do you mean? It's kedei latzel lishani. Does that mean from the Daki Moshe? The Daki Moshe holds that even kedei latzel, it would be asa. And we prove this is not only that Daki Moshe, it's really a tshuvas Maracha Zerua, which we discussed when we're doing over there that Shach. Rachus Maracha Zerua also asked the Daki Moshe's Kasha and didn't have the Shach's Teres at Kedei Latzel Lishani and was clear in the Jew is Kedei Latzel. You see that the Maracha Zerua also held that Kedei Latzel, it's also Labim Mamoyna Shamaisa. And not to get Moshe nervous, we mean it's also, you're trying to save a person. So I can say, it doesn't mean that it's also to do. Avada, maybe you're supposed to do it Kedei Latzel, but it means you got to pay for it. It means you don't have a right, you don't have a heta, you don't have a patur on his money, that you're allowed to destroy his money. You want to be matzal and nimzah, good, so be mazak amanas, l'shalim, do something, k'day al-sakon, sofoshes, maybe we could talk. But be'etzem, it states over there, it's mavun and maracha zeruah, and the Ram and the Daki Moshe, that it's taka also even k'day l'hatzel. Now, as garmi is going to be another shmuz, we're going to get to garmi shortly, but at least k'day l'hatzel does state in the maracha zeruah and the Daki Moshe pasha, that's it also, which is pasha pshat in the Gemara. The mice is, we had a Ramon Sif test. The Ramon says that someone's being mice you, and you have the ability to be moisa him back, to stop him, preventing from him being moisa you, the Rama says you're allowed to do it. But if it's an efshel ha'atzah v'derek acher, then the Rama says yechayev, it's kishnayim shemosa zeh v'kol mishiv z'chaver yoyseh z'chayev l'shalim. But if it's going to help you to stop him, and you have no other bray, this is the way to do it, the Rama holds it's mutter to do.
You don't have to pay.
I frekt the goyin. What do you mean? It's us alabim amoinu shemosa. So why over there is it mutter? What's going on? So the Goyin says over there in Sifkotin Nun test, we discuss this, the same teretz of the Shach. That's talking about b'she'ein matzal nimsa. But here, aval ha'atzal atzmai vadi mutter dom mitam roidifu. But to be la'atzal atzmai, avad is going to be mutter, it's not a problem. So seemingly the Goyin is learning up shot in the Ramah, just like the Shach, that k'dei la'atzal is something different. K'dei la'atzal is a p'tor. The problem is, that's very nice, but the Ramah himself, the Daki Moshe himself, clearly doesn't hold it, it's teretz. So what's the Ramah doing over here, bringing this halacha down? Which we discussed. So I suggested last time, and that is, that Ad Khan is the whole makleik, is whether you're allowed to be ma'abed, ma'amayna shamaisa, even if it's k'dei la'atzel, was for a third party, a good Samaritan. He wants to save a nimsa, so he's now allowed to do it, even if it's k'dei la'atzel, he's now allowed to do it, shalom ha'nasal shalim. However, the Bailim himself, the Nimzah himself, Kedei Lahatzel Atzmai, in order to save himself, Avadi, he's allowed to save himself by destroying by being mazik the moment of the ma'isa. Kedei lahatzel atzma is different. It's only kedei lahatzel acherim, kedei lahatzel a nimsa, a third party, you now let it be ma'abe m'moinah shal ma'isa. But the nimsa himself is avada, allowed to do it. That's what I suggested last time. Baruch Hashem, since then I found this in Mufush Chuvis Tashbats and Chelik Beis Simukha Vav, he says this Chelik, that adkan the home makloikis is when it's somebody else trying to be matzel. But the nimsa himself, avada, is going to be mutter to be lahatzel. So kum taisa, chinu ladin, that's trat niramah. The Ramah talking about the nimsa himself, so he's allowed to do it. But we're talking about a third party. And in a third party, it's taka osa la'abit m'mayna, even if it's kadeh lahatzel.
The Lashon of the
Goyin, yes, I had that Lashon of the Goyin also. He says in Latzel, but the only thing is, why do you have to say, Hosim b'she'ein matzel hanimsa atzmei b'zeh? Stam, you should say, Hosim, it's even if he's nitzel, but it's talking about a third party. I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm asking, the end is for sure like us, but the beginning, Hosim b'she'ein matzel hanimsa atzmei b'zeh, he could have just said it easy, it's talking about a third party, but maybe it calls that nichnis in his Lashon. It means, It's not himself. But he's not being matzal atzmai, so then it'll be also. Oh yeah, okay, good. Maybe the Goyin says it. Okay, I grant it. But at least you have a true. And at Batzim, if you recall, in the Marach HaZeru, we had a problem last time also. The Marach HaZeru had a cheshbin, that so other people would be potter because mitzad atakon, and we had a problem. But so how did you work mitzad the nimsa? I think Yitzchok asked the shayla, whatever it was. But like this is very geshmak, because the nimsa himself always has a p'tur to do it. He always is allowed to be ma'abe m'moinah. The whole shayla of the gemara is only on the third party. Okay, now just as another note is that even by a third party, which we say it's osa la'abe m'moinah shomaisa, even kedei lahatzel is only if. It's only if that the only way to save the guy would be to be ma'abid ma'mayna shamaisa of them state, you have no heta to be ma'abid ma'mayna shamaisa even kadeh la'atza. But what happens if you're about to kill the ma'isa? You have an easier way to save him. Just shoot him, kill him, and you're going to save him. Now, if you have the ability to kill the ma'isa, so now, if you ask me, I would tell you to be mafsed his money and don't kill him. Just like every roidev, you now let a killer roidev if it's efshel latzila beka me'avarov. So to hear, you should damage his money, not kedei lahatzel the nimsa, because that you know, I don't have a right to do. But the reason why you should damage his money is because if not, what's your other choice? You're going to kill the ma'isa. Well, else the ma'isa, if you ask the ma'isa, what's better for him, to be killed or to lose his money? He'd rather lose his money, even if it's depriving his yashim. Even about depriving his yashim. No. But that's what I'm saying. I think it's a dover poshet that just like it's efshel latzila beka me'avarov, like the Mamre Rizbuk said also there, he's mesupik, which is better to be mafsed his money or to take away an eva. But that's for sure, to be memayit his hefsid, avadi should be mafsed his money. What we're talking about is you don't have the ability to kill. So the only way to save is through being mafsed his money. Of them shay, it's osa la'abed mamaynay shamaysa. Mechab is very sasim. Very sasim. I'm asking. So I could tell you that maybe, just to get out of your diik, is maybe that the mechab is talking about someone who is muksek limsar. So one already has a cheskes limsar, which we're going to see later on in Sifta Zvav. Be'etzem no longer has a din to be matel his guf. You don't have a chiv to save him anymore. So once you don't have a chiv to save him, could be you're not mechiv to minimize his damage either. Just like you have a din meridim. Okay, well, we're going to see. So it's all to here. But a regular first-time ma'isa, where you bet him supposed to be being matzah achmiyavar, like the ramatzah and sif yud, the chay is supposed to be matzah la'yidei his hefsed money as well. All right, let's continue. We have a lot here tonight. I still want to finish the simon. Let's go to the beginning of sif kot and samik beis in the shach. That which is said, also labe mamayna shomaisa biyad, so the shach, you should know, avayidei gromo igarmi it's moto. You're allowed to be mafsed la'yidei garmi. Tur b'shem valet or mari vayol. The problem is that no one has this valet except for the tur. We looked it up, and Akrena, no one had. They all quoted b'shem the tur b'shem valet. V'limsa mamayni la'akam. However, to do it aydei mesira, so you would say lachari tzmuta because it's only garmi. I'm not being mazam. I'm telling the official on him. I'm telling the police, the DA on him. So it's also only garmi. There also can cause mashal. That's worse. To be mazay aydei garmi is fine because that's not b'yadayim. But to do it aydei Mesira, that's worse.
What's the case of Garmi then?
Garmi? You have other times you do a gamba. You throw his kalim off the roof, and it's karam v'kisasayis, and you pull away the karam v'kisasayis. It's only gamba. Yisayif shtoresav shakaveri is gamba. The lot of mazik shibudu shakaveri is only gamba. The lot of cases of a gamba. Normally, but not by this guy. But this guy was a maisa. You're allowed to be mafsa as his mumman, even this maisa. You're allowed to be mafsa as his mumman if it's aide gami, but not to be maisa.
Why is
gami make it better? So the truth is, Kam Saifin Kufnandala wants to suggest that it's like a gami de gami. Because Batsim, the fact that this whole story that the Yerushim are entitled to Yerusha, I mean, come on, it doesn't belong to the Yerushim yet, it belongs to the father. No, it's like a Garmi that eventually is going to come to the Yerushim. And now you're only doing that Aide Garmi. So he says it's like a Garmi de Garmi. So Garmi de Garmi, it's also a Shai Garmi de Garmi. But good, that would be like a Main, that type of a Sar, and that's why Garmi is better. That's what he says. But if you're going to do a Maisa Mesira, that's going to be worse. Now, the truth of the matter is the Chuvah Tashbats, that same Chuvah, Chelik Beisim Kavod, is mavur that you're allowed to do a yidei gami even a yidei mesira, and beitzim this din of the mashal wrote in his chuvis as well. I believe it's Simon Yud Aleph, and the Ramon is chuvis Yud Zayin. It's masik on the chuvis mashal, and says he doesn't see an even a yidei mesira is still no better than gami. Why is the mashal asking mesir? Mesir is still only gami in the state that a yidei gami it's muta. So he holds that if you hold a yidei gami it's muta, it's going to be muta even a yidei mesira. So you have a tashbats and you have a Chuvis Ramah, and Be'etzem, it's a pella on the shak. Why did the shak bring down the mashal so innocently? He himself said, Faket. In Sivkot Memhei, when the Daki Moshe had a kasha with the Mukim Meram about Mukah, how you're allowed to snitch on him to the government, it's also Laba Mamayna Shomaisa. The shak's teretz was one, Kedei Lahatzel, good. And second was, it's only Adi Gami, so it's Mutah. What do you mean? Over there, it's also Mesira. How do you tell me it's Aidei Gami? And the Ma'i, you see that the Shaykh held that Aidei Gami, it's not even Aidei Amaisa Mesira. Not like what he's quoting here from the Mashal. It's a shtikos stiris Shaykh. But good. But that, you have Kama Achrenim argue the Mashal and hold even Aidei Mesira, it's going to be Mota. Now, there's a Chuvis Sefer Yeshua, Psalka Muksovim, in Shunan Dalid, he asked a Paul on this halacha. How could the Shaykh say, or how could the two Bishem Balit, or whatever, how could they say that Aidei Gami is Mota? So getting back to the Ramon Siftes, the Ramon says that if someone's being moisa you, to protect yourself, you're allowed to be moisa him back. But if you could do it after latilo be'echa me'evara, after latilo, that's not the lotion, sorry, after latilo atzumu b'derech acher, then you're now allowed to do it, and if you do it, it's like shnaim sheziku zeze, and you're going to be chayiv. That's what the Ramah says. Fractus say for Yeshua, since you're only doing Aidei Mesir, which is only Garmi, and the Shak, the Tur B'Shem Neto holds that Garmi is Mutter, it's fine, you're Potter. So what's the Ramah saying over the Yechayev? I feel if you could have done it in an easy way, so what? But all I did was Aidei Garmi, I did a Maisa Mesir, I should be Potter. So Pelon, Iblai Shreh, Tzorokin, what's the Ramah saying over there that you can be Chayev? It's like Shneim Shekovlu, if we see over here that Aidei Garmi, it's Mutter. So the Chayev Be'etzim is Kashas in the Hebzak Nishtan, because in the Shak, because the Shak over here quotes the Mashal, that Mesira is worse than Garmi. No, Vedir Ramah was talking about Mesira. So Enechanami always Garmi is Mutter, but Aidei Mesira is worse. So Mele, since Aidei Mesira is worse, so Mamela, that's why. The Mai says we had that Daki Moshe, the Daki Moshe again, who didn't have that Shak's test. Vice says also the Shak, the Daki Moshe must have held that Garmi, at least by Mesira, is worse. Maybe the Daki Moshe altogether never had this hat of Gomer or Garmi, and the Ramah would be even better. But at least you see, L'chol HaPokah, is that the Daki Moshe acid Aidei Mesira, even to somebody who is a Mesa. So to hear, so that's why the Ramah and Sifteres held that he's going to be Chayev. So it's not Shver from over here. All right, let's move on. So now you have a Chiddush Din of the Shach, that Gomer Garmi is Mota. Based on this type of diyukim, it's only asal abed biyadayim, but not aidei garmi. There's a sefer chavetz in chavetz chaim and hukas lashon hara and klal zayin. The ber mayim chaim sevkat and lamed toichad dvarav. He says, I don't know where he got it from. Toichad dvarav. He says also that which it says asal abed mamaynu shomaisa is only la abed, but if you're gonna not to be mazikim, to be shayma atzmai, not to be mazikim, you don't have to watch yourself. You let it just be carefree and do whatever you have to do, because such a person, you're allowed to be kilo like mazikim without a shmira, just you now be labid and be a dayim. But that would be mut. I don't know where he got it from. I'm not exactly sure what his example is, but at least he says you don't have to watch yourself from being mazikim. As I write not, you only also labid mamayne, but more than that, you don't have to do. All right.
Okay.
From a technical level, this whole thing is based on, it starts with actually half fear of prison. I mean, where does it start from?
Which then of Mamon Shemaisa? It's a kavu chayma. Madok you're allowed to kill him, right. So you're allowed to be mabed mamayno as well. That's a real kavu chayma, yeah. It's a kavu chayma. So if you're allowed to do that, now you want to know me? Is it lehefka bezehava takana? Maybe on certain cases, but be say the Gemara has a kavu chayma. It's a kavu chayma. So if you have, so we just hold that we're choishes for the yorshim. Well, only choishes for the yorshim. The gavi mazik be dying, but like gromis and not to watch yourself and being mazik, all that as I we don't hold of it. All right. Now comes along the Ramah says, "Nachum over Yeshayimim the mutter lita mamoino laatzmi deina osa ella laabdoi inala be ma'abed him be yadayim, but it's mutter to take his money." Pashim Chad, it sounds like it means you're allowed to go over to him and just steal his money. To break the money, right? It's mutter. So you're allowed to help. You're allowed to help yourself to his money.
The same way his life is his.
Correct. Value. Correct. You're not allowed to be mazik because it's a shot of the shagel. That's in the yorshim, so on. But to take his money, it's fine. What's the Gemara Svara? The Gemara says a lashon yachin rosh of a tzaddik yubash. So the Machane Ephraim says that mitzad him there's no isek zel. It's only mitzad the yorshim. You worry about the tzaddik being yubash. So you're the tzaddik. So you'll help yourself. So also tzaddik is going to get the money. Be that the mice is not a problem. It's problem is mitzad the yorshim. That tzaddik. I'm also a tzaddik. So I'll help myself to his money. It's fine. But to be mazik, that's a problem. That's what the Machane Ephraim in Kinuchot Simintes says. And that's basically what the Shark brings down as well. Look in Sifkot and Samak Gimel. The way he understood it meant that you're allowed to even take it and help yourself. And he says, with this interpretation, that you're allowed to help yourself, you're not allowed to. You're just like you're not allowed to be mazik, you're also not allowed to steal. Not like the Rambah. However, there's a Chuvik Sam Soif who had a different interpretation than the Rambah. If you look in the Piske Chuvik, it's gotten Dalid. I think it's Vav. There the Pesach Chuvah says, "V'ayim b'chuvah k'sam seifa shekosef shedivre Rabbeinu Baruch shebamodachai shehu ayesh oimrim elu." This din, it's coming from the Mordechai. Nuchaynim betaimim. He likes it, not like the Shach. The kavanosay the kavachaimim mayu. It's a good kavachaimim. Hashter gufay is motor mamaynu lakoshekain. Avada you're allowed to be mazik. V'rak mishum diksev v'tzadik yubash. The trick is you got to be the tzaddik harishon. He's very bekitzer. If you look inside the tshuva, the Mordechai is talking about where you already have the money. Let's say you borrowed the money. It's in your possession. You're a nifkad. You already have the money in your possession. And the shaila of giving back the money. So if dem shade mutalita mamin elatzwa, you could withhold it for yourself. You don't have to give it back because the Vasek just says it got to go to a tzaddik. You're the first tzaddik. You got the money first. So you're fine. But if you didn't get it yet and you want to help yourself to the money, that you're not allowed to do because the yoshim have a kadima, the yoshim have a greater schus and their father's money than an outsider. So then you'll have this issa also labi mamayne and who are then also ligzo mamayne. The whole work I was only talking about it was already bishuscha, then you're allowed to withhold it from returning it, you're allowed to keep it because you got there first, you're the first tzaddik.
And this is only the hatzel or even it's not the hatzel?
Well, again, it's all whatever the Gemara is talking about. Like the Shach, again, that we're talking about even after the Ma'aseh Mesir, so it's even in Shalom, that's Latzel. The Didan, that our Gemara is only talking about Kedei Latzel. So Lechayra, yes, it's all this is only talking about Kedei Latzel.
Lechayra. Unless you're the Nimsar yourself.
Unless you're the Nimsar yourself, correct. Because the Riff Siyata is not talking about we already got the money. It's talking about we're trying to get the money away from them. So then you're not allowed to do it, Taka. But if you already have the money, it's Shalom about giving it back, you don't have to give it back. He skips a couple of lines. So you find the Vadika said, Kimli, like the Ramah, in his interpretation, it's talking about that you already had the money beheta, you don't have to give it back. But Avadi, the Ksam Seif, is also Maida, that you're now allowed to steal the money, you're now allowed to help yourself to the money if you didn't get it yet. All right, fine.
If he's
Teufis, he has to be involved. If he's Teufis, I guess he did it Shalei Kedin, so Lechayra should have to return. I didn't see anyone that says it, but Lechayra, then yes, you should have to return it. All right, let's move on. Sif Yudalid. Maisa. How do they, but they have at least a schus, you know, mashish me'aba. They have a brokar davu. They have a closest schus to it. I shouldn't say brokar because it's all yorkshim, but they have a closest schus to it than any outsider. I mean, this whole thing is interesting. I mean, they have a schus, right? Rashi with Avram and Lot. He wasn't Yerushalayim yet. It's a chiddush. You and I wouldn't have said this. That's why you need chazal.
Light is different. Avram didn't have Eretz Canaan yet, so it's different.
Because he didn't even have. All right, good. Maskim. Good. Sif Yudalit. Maisa mekablam edus shalei b'fon. If you want to do away with a maisa, you let it be mekabel the edus without him being there. Hagav ein tzrikin lakav in the edus kolkach. You don't even have to have such great edus like mamish, a perfect. Normally, when you have dini nefashas, you have to have drisha v'kakira. You don't. If even it's not exact, pachas ayesa the edus stems, you already can kill him. The akronim say huadin. You let to kill him the edus of umdenus. Means you know that he's going to the Tsar to be Meisen. You know that he was talking to the Tsar, and you don't know exactly what he told the Tsar, but all you know is that after that meeting, all of a sudden, the guy was an Imtzar. You could assume circumstantial evidence. You could assume that it came because of him, and he has a full-fledged din of a Meisa. Means for a Meisa, we go all the way. And if you look in the Sma, Sivkal Namadalat, he explains this from a Chuvus HaRosh. Shalashin Chuvus HaRosh, Aviyo, Atur, Bersev, Zimman Zeh. Va'av shaloi b'shas Meisa, kishadonin od lov, v'lohargu b'yarakam, ein tzark l'kabal l'edis b'fonav. Ki'adova yedua, mishu mukzak l'meisa, ha'akim mekarvin oisai b'shvil hana'osan. V'ilu rata l'kabal l'edis b'fonav, v'lidrush v'laka b'dino, you're going to do drishas of kikiris and edis b'fonav, lo'ilam lo'yasu lo'idin, you'll never be able to get him. Ki'inota l'ideakim, the second he sees his going to be down in front of you, he's going to snitch to the Yakim. Without any threat to his life, now that he sees that you're threatening his life, he's going to be Moisey. So the best way to do it is to take care of him. You have a Bezdin, summary judgment, and that's it, fine. You get three guys in Makabal Edis. You see in the Paiskim all the time they had this. Makabal Edis, even if it's not a perfect Drish of a Chagir, Dika Edis, if he has a din of a Moisa, you do away with him. You do whatever it takes.
Bezin of Gimel's enough?
Yeah, Pasha's Bezin Gimel's enough. I didn't see, although your eyes are calling so far, you need Bezin of Chav Gimel. I hear. Pasha's Bezin of Gimel should be enough. I didn't see anyone says you need Chav Gimel, so I'm assuming Gimel's enough.
Right, it's the only thing
that's
regular
in the first,
the only thing
that make
it says.
Right, I hear. I'll try to look into it. Now, the Chuvus Rivash, I believe it's Reish Lamed Zayin, he says that all this, all the heta, that you don't need Edus Bafanav, you don't need a proper Jish Fakir, all that is talking about, we have a Kshash that he's going to do a Maisa Mesira. Even though the Chuvus Rivash is talking about after he already did the Maisa Mesira, but you're afraid that he's going to do it again, because he's Muksek. So, since he's a Sakana, so just do away with him as soon as possible. But if you have no sakana from this guy, and it's only a din, like we once mentioned from the Yamcha Shloimeh, that even when there's no more sakana, but a guy was muksak limtsa, you let it be maridim ay de grama, there, then you don't have these hatenim. Well, why should you do shulab b'fana for? Why should you not have drishu v'kakir? If you're trying to be maridim, you should be makabel edis properly, whatever it takes. There's no more hat, there's no sakana involved, so why should you rush up the process or compromise on the process? All right. Zakta Mechaber Siftezvot. Misha Muksak Shashloisha Pomem Masa Yisrael. He's a Muksak Nebuk that he was a Maisa. Oy Mamoinam, either he was Maisa Yisrael or he was Maisa Mamoinam, Biyarakum. Mevakshim Eitza Vitachbula Leva'aroi Mea Oilam. Mevakshim, whatever it takes, figure out a way how to do away with this guy.
The Pharisee said three times.
Right,
I thought you said there's some sheet to say two times.
Correct. Makaba holds three, there's a Tashbat who brings down it to reveal the Maklekas Kaduma if it needs two or three. The Shach before said three. What's the Lamdas? Lamdas, we know Algamin is Maklekas Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. If a Chazaka needs two times or three times, and there's a Stevis in Gemara, different halakas, and the Gemara says that by Nefosh is a Shani, like by a Katlonis. Nefosh is a Shani. By normally you need a Chazaka 3, but by Nefosh is a different. So they want to say if you're dealing with a Maisa and you're handling with Nefosh, so then you could be really shtel on a Chazaka of two times. So that's what you need two. And the Makaba over here says you need three. In economy, maybe you'll have an Eitzah for it shortly. Okay, hold on. But anyway, Zakhtar Ammah, Haga, what does this mean? Mevakshim Eitzah Takbulu Varmay Olam, Haga, Aide Grama. Should do it aide grama, ava bisha osir lahargoi biyadayim, but you can kill him aide grama, maridim. That din of maridim is, he's learning it means aide grama. If you look in the smas of cotton lamed hay, levar meir lemay de grama afa bisha also lahargoy kain kaza b'tshuvas harosh avi atu b'seif siman zeh b'shem rach the shaloi b'shas maisa afa bisha huksa glimsar einu muta ela ayidei grama ma'ainu shemeridu naisei lebar b'sham yomus meyatzmai. Don't kill him. Just put him into a pit and let him starve to death. Vimhu kva yard b'sulam lebar meyatzmai. Well, let's say he's in a place that he already went into the bar. Then masalkan asulam. Then you remove his escape, you remove his ladder, so he'll be trapped in there. There's a fire, so you make sure that he has no exit. You lock the doors, that he can't get out of the fire. Whatever it takes, you should do, you could do it a day grumba, but not a maisa be a daim. Hide the mafia, eliminate him. You're not doing a bloody murder with your hands. It's not b'yadayim. It's only a day grama. So you could do it. L'misasi yaday akam davik kamoi hayrado labar ayin sham. You could do whatever it takes to do a day grama. Truth be now, this is really a truth. So Rashi says you could do a day akam. Truth be told, it's not so simple. I didn't have time really to look into this, but I don't. I don't really understand this. You're not allowed to kill him b'yadayim. You're not allowed to do a day grama. Means the din maridim of a mice is only a day grama. So what should I do? I should get the mafia to wipe him out. What's the heter for the mafia to kill him b'yadayim? Madoch. I'm not even sure a guy ever has a heter to be matzal or roi with benafsha shoreda for Yisrael. I don't know if those dinim apply that a guy is allowed to kill a yid. But I'm feeling to him, so I'm, yeah, a regular din roidif, yes, he's also allowed to kill. But this guy was a moiser who was saying that even we're not allowed to kill him b'yadayim. We only have a heter to kill him b'yaday grama. So Koshik and a goy shouldn't be able to kill him b'yaday yadayim, only b'yaday grama. Whatever that is. So how could I hire a goy to kill him? L'chayra, the guy is going to be over chulila ritzika without a heta, and I'm over lif naiva. Why not? I'm causing the guy to be over nisa ritzika. He has no rishus to kill him because I don't have rishus to kill him. So how could he have rishus to kill him? He can't be any better than the yid. So if the yid has no heta to kill, means there's still a pasha of leisitzach on this guy. It's just that you don't have a din of atzala on the guy. You figure any which way to get her, so you don't have leisam adam reyecha on the guy. Good, but yizicha still have a ritzika on him. So the guy should also have a ritzika on him. So how could the guy kill him? So elamai the guy can't go. So bishleima the chubera gaila and others bring down that the Rashba himself says the Rashba mice in the beragol. If you look that second star, but take a drum. It says the cause of Rashba, Shasharalach Lakak made Tzarf as a Moise Echad Shahir Rabbeinu Yoina Ben Achi Aviv Shalal Rabbeinu Yoina Akosadal Rashba LeMelech Shuchayiv Misa V'Tiva Melech LaHargoy. Pishlam over there that the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yoina himself sent a message to the king to do away with the guy. The king I'm not worried about, because Batim the king has a Kleik Dinu Nemachus Adina. So if that's what the king thinks is the right thing to do, there's a return of Matzio. The Dinu Nemachus Adina works even to kill people. So. You know, that's his territory of Belazar Reb Shimon, so we can give a Ezok. So he's not even here. So I'm not doing a Beidah, I'm only doing a day grama. Else is Gavaldik. But the case of it doesn't sound like you're doing a day melech. You're just hiring the mafia, Ideakim, whatever it takes. You're hiring, you know, 2 6-by-6 people, and that's not so a problem. So what's going on? The guy should be having his servitzi, because I should be having Lufneiva. I didn't see anyone who asked the Shai. I really didn't have any time. I just thought of the Shaila tonight. Yeah, Rukhanan killed the Moise. So really, so what's the case? So let's continue. V'ayim Prisha. See, let me just right away make a chilek. A Maisa on the way to do a Maisa Messiah has a din of a right if he's allowed to kill him. He's supposed to kill him. What we're talking about is someone who's not on the way to do Messiah. He was just Muksak Limsar. He did it 3 times. There, the Ramah is saying that you shouldn't do it by a dime. You should only do it Ayidei Grama. And even this is not Pasha, because if you look at the Sma continues, Vayim Prisha, Visham Kasafti, De Ladasa, Rambiv, Rabbein Oshem Yilonil, Mutu Laharga, Afilu B'yadayim, La'ashar, Shoksak, Liyas, Maisa, Gimma Pomem, Vafilu Shalai, B'shas, Maisa. That even this type of a Maisa, you're allowed to kill him B'yadayim. And really, Bemis, it's a Mashmaisa we had in the Machabin, Sefir Aleph. Over there it says, Osa HaMaisa, Shazomam, Amasa, Osa Laharga, Elam Kain, Hoksak, Limsar, Shareza, Yoharek, Shema, Yimsa, Acherim. Someone who's Muksa Klimsa is always like he's Hoyle Klimsa, because we always know that he's on the way. You see this guy is a public menace. You see that he's always holding by being Maisa, so you know tomorrow's going to be Maisa somebody else, so you're allowed to kill him. It's always like Lefnei Maisa Masira, so you're allowed to kill him even be a dayim. And that's what the Shach over there points out in Sivkat Numvav. He brings many rais that you're allowed to kill a Maisa who's Muksa even be a dayim. So this Ramah that says you only do Garmi is not partial at all. It's a Makloikas Yishayinim. Even the Tshuva Zarash that he's quoting, really, is not Mashma. You have to look at Tshuva Zarash. Rosh just quoted B'Shem the Rabbeinu Kananu. But whether the Rosh himself holds like that, it's Yitok. If you look in the Tshuva, the Rosh holds Avadi allowed to kill him even be a dime. So this whole, if you look in the Shach says that Bamish jumps on the Ramah like this. Look at the Shach and Sivkot and Samak Vav. He also said, Be'emes, Eno Kanami Ken Kosov Atur, Chuvis Arash B'Shem Rabbeinu Kananu. Avotema LaRav, the Ramah, Shekosa came B'Pshitas. How could the Ramah just say, Lakilo, this is a Pshat, that they only could do that day Grama. Shem Medivra Mechabel El Sif Yir Aleph Mavur, Sheyesh Laharga, you're supposed to kill him. Doesn't say, Alti Dei Grami, you're supposed to kill him. It means kill him by Yadayim too. V'chein Hevesi Le El Sif Kam Nun Vav, Shudas Arama V'Rashbo, V'Shahar Be'Poiskim, V'Hevesi Rayas Lo Devrei Main Shom, Savadi allowed to kill the guy even by Yadayim if he's hooks a glimpser. So the Shach argues with this Ramah, which is Parshat Pshat Mechaber. A doichik chilek to be miyashiv the two is that we once had a Yamsha Shloima. I mentioned this. A Yamsha Shloima holds that Ad Kan, you kill the guy Biyadayim if he's on the way to do a Maisa Mizira, or if he's hooks a glimpse, so you know tomorrow he's going to do a Maisa Mizira. So it's like he's on the way. But what happens if someone who hooks a glimpse of because he always had a position in the government, where he was wealthy, and now he no longer has that position, where he lost his money, so he no longer is influential. You don't have to be scared about this guy. He's harmless. His clothes were taken out. You don't have to be scared of him anymore. So now you don't have this head of the Rambam that he's like a roidiv. He's hoylech limsa shem yimzachem. He's supposed to kill him. And for then, Zegen state in the Yamshe Shleim that you're still allowed to kill him aydei groma because he has a din of maridim. He lost his right to live. You don't have to save the guy aydei groma. You're allowed to kill him. So it could be that that's right over here. What we're talking about over here is not somebody. It's not somebody who is mukzak limsa who's actually en route or is going to kill tomorrow, because that enakam the machabe sense of yiral of yiral kum biyadayim. What we're talking about over here is just somebody who's mukzak limsa, even though he no longer has the ability to kill anymore. But that alone, by virtue that he was already mukzak limsa, you're allowed to kill him, but only aydei groma. Not to save. You're not doing it to save. You still want to kill him because he has no right to live anymore because he's a maisa. Such a person shouldn't be living. So someone who's a maisa, you're allowed to kill aydei maridim aydei groma. I'm asking it's a maisa. It's a shikol chosim and a seifa. But to be miyash of the two, at least that's what the Yamsha Shleima holds, that if you have no more achshash, then this din applies that you're allowed to kill him aydei groma. By a guy, normally by a year it's even the Chariv Dinar Valt Messiah, but by a guy it's only by Trey Vinar Maskim. They'll do both. They're going to do the another guy anyway. Because had I not said, they wouldn't have done this guy. They killed 10 a day, but now they give him another one, so now they're killing 11th. They're killing an extra guy that they wouldn't have killed. This, every Mice is another Mice Ratzika. This guy, they shouldn't have. I don't have time, I'm sorry, you know, Matzah Shabbos is very short. I don't have time to look into this, but by me, it's a shtekel chiddush, what's going on.
You know, I was thinking that maybe it's mitzvah the horeb, that it's not such a good idea to get into the habit of killing people. So this matzah, we want you to do it only on a day groma. So, but for the mafia, they're already moves up into the Oregon. So it doesn't matter to me if I do it all day. But Etzim is really five nieces.
I can hear that type of throw. Right, we had once this type of a throw. I mentioned to you the Meiri, that the Meiri said that Bezmanenu, that Yarakim Tekifa Aleinu, it's not a good idea to kill Maisrim because eventually the matzah, eventually this guy who killed the mice is going to be killed, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not chafetz the mises harishayim if afterwards there's going to be a mises tzaddikim. And this week I was always wondering where did Meiri come from? Maybe it's just a nice word, you know, it's time in a sugya. But I saw Yom Shishloim how he touched the sugya the Meiri is on, and now I'm pretty sure that that's what the Meiri is doing. He's touching the sugya. It says that the Rav Kahana killed the mice. And then Rav Kahana said he's scared of the government, so Rav told him to go down to Bavel and learn by Rabbi Yochanan, but not to frag up Rabbi Yochanan for 7 years. So I do it just an Eitz HaTeva. The Yamshe Shleim learned that it was B'Toyer's Tshuva. They should go into Golis and should keep his whatever quiet for 7 years. Kilo, that was a Tshuva, Kapara for what he did. It has to be Taich to Gemara. I never Taich to Gemara like that. I didn't see what he got in the Gemara. And then Yamshe Shleim is, why is he need Kapara? He did a great thing. Rav even told him, Shkoyek for killing the mice. He did a good idea. So Yam Shleim is bought, and Rav Shleim first started was he shouldn't have killed him in front of Rav. Rav should have killed him. You're not my halakha lefnei rabbi, like Pinchas with Moshe. Then he says the second var is that since Malchus over there were kapti and they're going to kill if you kill the Moshe, so he shouldn't have risked his own life to kill the Moshe. You shouldn't be doing that. So that's why he had to do tshuva. So Yam Shleim says, and the Mir is on that gemara. Since you're talking, the Mir learned the gemara like that too. If Pshat is it's taki, you need a kapar. You shouldn't be risking your own life. The only thing, but if you're right. So then, even a regular Maisa shouldn't be doing it. Like Rav Kahane needed to have tshuva, even by a regular Maisa. Elamai, the Malch, you don't have. No. My mother shock. What is there a sakana to yourself or not? If there's a sakana to yourself, then even a regular Maisa shouldn't be doing it. And if you don't have a sakana to yourself, then you should be. Even this type of Maisa should be.
Sometimes you got to do it on the spot. You don't have time to do drums.
But you see, Rav Kahane,
you don't wait for groma, you do it. But if you can do it, groma.
I mean, the guy's a muxik. So you're telling me that the chilek is not between on the way or a guy who's muxik limsa. It's just balabat. Someone who's muxik limsa sounds like you have time till he's going to concoct his next maisa mesira. But someone who's only limsa, his mamish holding by, so you don't have this time. Are you?
You're
saying it sounds
like Azmidis? Oh,
not Atzakon. I hear. Okay. Fine.
No.
All right. Let very good. Let's move on because we're running out of time. I really want to finish this sermon. Misha medaber b'fnei kahal ve'ed the divrei mesiris. Va'yedei zeh nishma lasar v'garem hezek ava bisha ein leidin maser. He had no intent to do a ma'aseh mesirah. He wasn't even doing a ma'aseh mesirah. But at a party or whatever, is at a shul kiddush and whatever, in the mikveh, he was like memesh talking out loud, and somehow the word traveled and got into a ma'aseh mesirah. Ein lo din maser mekomak ma'anishin oisay lefi ro'is ein adayonim. Not exactly sure what the case is. If you look in the Goyin Sekom Pehe, he says the reason why you're allowed to be manishim is Kanal Sif Yud Bey is a Kola Meitza Hatziba. Anyone who is a public menace, even then a Maisa Mesir. So even though he doesn't have a Shem Maisa, but he did something that jeopardized the safety of a Tzibur, even though over here it doesn't say that it was a Tzibur who has been endangered. Just a Misha Dabma Fenekav Eidah, maybe he's talking about a Yachid, so I'm not sure. V'chein, he says, the reason why you're allowed to punish him for new din, you exercise the din of Mishum Migda Milsa, Simen Beit, is a blank check to Dayan V'chach Me'adar, that Mishum Migda Milsa, that allowed to do whatever they want, even if it's killing a guy, Manishan, I say, whatever it takes, it's Migda Milsa. Okay, well, I'm not exactly sure the case. Next case in Ramah. Misha Shalach Shliach Limsar, if someone sent a Shliach to be Maisa, and a shliach hooks a glass eyes, if you know you can rely on the shliach that he's going to carry through with your tzivoy, chayiv a mashalcha, the mashalcha is chayiv, ve'in loyma, and you can't hide behind the halacha of ein shliach ledvar vera. Hov hooks a bekak, since he's mukzik, he's going to do this, you don't have the heta of ein shliach ledvar vera. Someone does wants to do a ma'aseh mesira, let's say going to court, it's a ma'aseh mesira, or telling the, I didn't do it, I just told my lawyer to do it, the lawyer did it, don't blame me, it's ain't shlik the dvar vei, it's not me, it's the lawyer, it's ma'aseh b'chayim, I didn't, it's my lawyer. So it states that if the lawyer would be hooks a glass slice, it's a guy, whatever, it's hooks a glass slice, then you're chayiv, you don't have the head of ain't shlik the dvar vei over here. Now the shach jumps on this halach and he doesn't understand this. From the Ramah it seems it's a straightforward din. Normally the halacha ain't shlik dvar veira. And what's the reason? Because divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimim shouldn't have listened to me. But if he's hooks a klakak, you know he's going to listen. You don't have this het of divrei Rav, divrei Talmud. And mele yesh shlik dvar veira b'chay gavna. So that's what the shak jumps. Din zeh, look in Sifkot and Samech Zayin. Din zeh shekoso a Rav a Rash Batz, tash Batz, loy nihirali. Mezeh losh na Rash Batz, loy teim ain't shlik dvar veira. Dulon mifta behai time el be Israel. Avam huksek be meisa va anes lav Yisrael hu. It's nisht a namala man. She's nisht a yid. Kuma shikaza va rame hu kazeidis ha meisim hem pchusim min akam. Ve kimin shekein ein lam shaleak taina liftam shum divrei rav. She's a mefusim shein a shemea divrei rav akan lashoyna yavir beisei zesef simen zeh. So k'tishak ve ein dvarav nuchaynam be einai. The Shach goes on to prove, but he says there's no such het. Even if, I don't have time to be arikas, but even if a person is muksak limsar, muksak to carry out whatever the ma'aseh is, to do this avera, the Shach says that still we invoke the principle of ancient dictative avera, and therefore he argues with the Ramah, and he holds that the meshalech will be potter. There is a halacha that if you meshalech somebody to kill somebody, Reuven is meshalech Shimon to kill Levi, and he does it, even though it's ancient shlik tovah avera, but Reuven is chayv bedine shemayim. But to be mechayv in bedine adam, that's ancient shlik ledvar avera.
He sends a yid
or a guy, even a guy.
Did he still say that?
Even a guy who's muktzah doesn't make a difference. The shak holds that you don't have this thing. Even a guy who's alive, brachiyuv, he goes into the sugya of shlichas, la brachiyuv, yibayov, yibaylov, it doesn't make a difference. Ein shlich ledvar averim. Towards the end, he says that the Teshbats had another svara. He says, oydesh lechayvu kilu masrei ala anas atzmai. It's mamish like you gave it to the anas himself. Einu nutzrichen lover of medin shliach. Shekeven shehukzek hazokein. Since the person you're telling to is this shliach is chukzak that he's going to carry it through to the next step, so it's like one big, that is mesira. Mesira is you do something that ultimately this guy is going to be caught. So that is the mesira. That's how the Tashbat says. But the shak argues beyisayid l'chayra, and the Raman holds that it's not all shlichas. If you look, the Piskei Tshuva. All right, there's an Arichas here, but the Piskei Tshuva brings down the the Tzais also goes with the Shach. That's all the American Shach Tzvav. But he brings down the Tshuvas Shvus Yankiv that died to Krama. Because Allah Shach Shein Tzvav Mechrochim. The Ein Shom Oid is Echad Shesholak Laakim Levayish Chaver Barabim Vechein Oso Mekoyin Tzindol Tzoy Kilu Biish Baatzmoy or Ein Shach Tzvav Vehelo the Chayv Meshalei Echad Akim the Shlik Labrach Yuvahu. So Vaitz, we say Yeshlichus. And then he goes on, he says, at the end, Mekoshken Letavas al Ze al Tahavi Becham Mosa, Shemosa Gufu Letzari Levaisha Barabim Vidino Chama, Vieshla Bezin Lekonsa. So he holds like the Ramah. If you look, the Chuvisam, you continue the Chuvisam Soy for the same thing. Gamke nearly Divir Ramah, Amitim Lahalocha, Akloim Yetameh Shal Tashbats. Alu Gufa Imosa, this is the Maisa Messir, Shrei Mosa Chever Biananas, Mali Anis Yisrael, Mali Anis Akum, it doesn't make a difference. Alu Demaushin Laakum Anis is Chayva Filu Lamosa Elam Mamoinoi, the Mamela Havalina Foshes Kitay Michma. Mashenkin Maushal Li Yisrael, Dafka Moise Gufula Anis is going to be Chayev, but not Moise Moman. Vaocha Shemosa Li Yisrael, Ha Moise Laakum, that's worse, Omapilu Lotay Michma, Rishon Atzma. He says, Hagabas, every Moisa, what's a Moisa? I told the government, you think the king himself is punishing the guy? Right, Moisa, the Shultim is Akim in a Shultim, but at Moisa, Moisa, like they, Zem is Taifa, they shluk him, Mikomakavali Mosa, Vuad and Hoka, Vidivir Amon, Hinem Akan Lashoina. So the Piskei Tshuva, the Tehim Shul Hiske, the Svar Zu, this last Svar that your mom is like a Moisa, is Gufa the Svar, cause of Ashbats, Atzme, Vuvishach. The Tashbats are two svaras, al shlichus and al tzmaisa. So the Chassam Sofer likes the second shot, but the Chassam Sofer is mechalish on himself. It's really the Tashbats svara that this is good for part of the maisa mesira. Now, take a draw with the Chassam Sofer's mechalik between a yid and a goy. That a goy you have a shame maisa even if you're maisa mamon, and by yiddish anus you only have a shame maisa if you're maisa gufa, but not maisa mamonoi. That we had a Rambam and Hukos Shuvah Luchesis Faket. The Rambam over there, I think, is Per Gimel Halachim. I don't know, Yidali, Yidala, I don't remember exactly. But over there, when he says, Ein lo chelek lo ilam haba, he says, Sai if you moisa momen to a Yid, a Anis, Sai if you moisa to a Goy. He says both. It means even moisa momen to Yisrael, a Yisrael, Anis, is Ein lo chelek lo ilam haba. So look here, you have a full legend of a moisa, lagabi, chiyuvim, lagabi, everything else as well. But all right. Okay, let's continue. So the bottom line is that the Achrayim, they basically go that you're going to be Chayiv because Alts Mesirah. Now it says Ramos for Alts Shlichas, but Alts Mesirah. V'cheinu Mos Eshtar Peru La'akam. If you gave over Eshtar Peru La'akam, it was already paid up. V'yedeya Sheyitnu L'sar V'yikav Yisrael L'frei. You know that he's going to give it over to the Malva, the Goy, and he's going to collect a second Sheinis, he's going to collect a second time. Chayiv L'shalem. You're Chayiv to pay. That's Kufa Al-Skarmi. You're also a Maisa. It's like a Maisa Skarmi. So the Shach and Sefer and we don't have the next page, but he holds that Avada, this cannot be Garmi, because Garmi has to be Mamish Miyad, and by me giving over the Shtar, it's not Miyad, he's going to then decide, maybe we'll collect from it, so it's not Miyad, so he holds that it's not Garmi, Betzim, it's a Rajba, he quotes, which is in Shimpei Vav, the Ramah brings down, if you give over a Shtar, which is ready Perua, to a Malvo, and he collects a second time, you're not Chai for Garmi, because it's not Miyad, it's Grama, but it's not Garmi. So Mais is Ramah over here also.
That's called Mosin?
So even if you give it Biyarakam, it says over there, you're only Grama, you're not Garmi. So the Shaila is, and the Shaka is, so what's the difference between this and the Rajba? Mais is Chuvus Divrei Chaim and Chelek Aleph, Cheshmish with Simon Mem, is Mechalat. That if you go give it over to a regular guy, so maybe he'll collect, maybe he won't. So it's not Miyad, it's not Bari Ezekah, so you're not going to be Chayvaz Garmi. But if you give it over to somebody who's Muksik, to be an honest, a goy, it's all over. You give it to a sar, you know it's all over. You know he's going to collect from it. So that's like a maisa miyad, like a maisa mesira. And that's basically what the goyin says in Pezayin as well. He brings down, he says, V'rashbo, chaylik al zeh, good. He says, V'v'linira. He's not saying to tie up the Rashba, but he's saying himself, he holds that it's Ramah, V'linira, d'amara mamun chaveru, v'u mas, giving it over and giving him a mock and where to collect the chayv a second time, that's gufa maisa mesira. And yet we see when you're made edus, you're considered a maisa. So the guy in paskins like this Ramah, the Ravad, you're going to be chayv. So you're giving over something which is proved to a guy, it's going to be chayv. I know I'm rushing and I'm just trying to fear ice. Let's hop around one more halacha tezayin. Haytzoy is also levar moisa. Whatever you hide the mafia, it costed $25,000 to eliminate the guy. So haytzoy is also levar moisa. Kol adarim beir chayavim lefroya behem. Afil oisim shemperim mas b'makom acher. Anyone in the city, since anyone in the city was vulnerable to be nimsar, so it's basically it's a tzorich for everyone. So if someone lays out the funds to kill the moisa, he can now collect it from the entire city to pay their chalik, to contribute their chalik, because betzim it's a din on everyone. The chayvus, their chayvus is on everyone. Okay, there's a lot here more, but not enough to another share. We're going to stop here. But just to be mesay, moisa was a geshmak inyan. Remember, there are I think five inyanim of moisa. Someone who's a moisa has an oror, makreya b'seisa. Second, he's over alav l'selik rochel. Third of all, he's chayv for all his actions al karmi. Fourth of all, on the way to do a maisa mesira, you're allowed to kill him. And even afterwards, if he's muksik, you're allowed to kill him. Either if he's going to continue to do it, you're allowed to kill him. Parshas Biyadayim, there must be only a maridim. Maybe that's only talking about where he's not. Even if he's not going to kill anyone further, you're still allowed to kill him ayidei grama. And the fifth thing, which is maybe the most common, is ein lechelek lein lemabah. It's a very powerful thing. We had different heterim, if it's bedin or whatever it was. But b'yisoy, the gisha, I think everyone developed a different type of a gisha. When we talk about calling the cops or doing something like that, or going to the township or the DA, I think we all developed a sensitivity to this, that we're playing with fire, we're playing with Olam Haba.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.